That's all right. We'll
we apologize for tonight's delay, and we will now start the tape properly and the session. Tonight, present is Skip. Skip, say hello.
Hello.
Also present is Bonnie. Bonnie, say hello.
Hello.
Also present tonight is Larry. Larry, say hello.
Hello.
Also present tonight, Johnny. Pardon. Je ne comprends pas. Je n'en parle espagnol. Je parle en français. N'est-ce pas?
Your French sucks.
Yeah, but actually I was using the translator. First time I had the opportunity to use it.
Oh, so that was a good tool for you to use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you channeling with people in France and Europe at this point?
Not me, no.
Okay. I don't want
to. You don't want to walk questions. In. Yeah. Also present tonight, now that he's arrived.
Russ! Thank you. That's how you doing?
That's why I didn't put the tape on sooner. Okay.
Greetings. Pull up a pew, sit down, behave. Oh, yeah, right. How many times has Russ misbehaving on channeling session?
Oh,
no,
please.
No, wait a minute. I can't count that.
It's nice to get support from my friends.
Russ, everybody's against you tonight. You know that.
No. Where was I? Oh, yes. Question, Skip. It depends on how much you really want to succeed.
Well, if I put enough irons in the fire, I'm liable to get one that glows.
That's correct. And succeeding, the key is, what are you prepared to do to succeed?
Well, and your just about anybody and anything.
That's the spirit. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Not what you said before of, you don't know, you weren't sure, but a positive answer. You have to make the positive, correct choice to achieve your goals. Mm. I'm not saying that you will succeed. I'm not saying that you won't succeed.
I know.
But your chances...
I thought maybe I could slip one in there. On you.
But your chances of succeeding are higher if you, you know, maintain that positive attitude. Next question.
Let's discuss the situation with the... New Russia, okay,
mm-hmm.
or Soviet Union, however you want to put it, about the missing plutonium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do believe it poses a potentially difficult situation for the rest of the free world.
Poses?
Including, you know, New Russia.
Not only is it plutonium, it's also uranium, strontium 90, and I believe a few other chemicals. All of them combined together can make a very nice, if somewhat messy, atomic bomb. Or several.
That's what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's got it? Can you tell us? Who's got it?
No, I can't. I can hint. You have to draw your own conclusions. The people that have got it know that they've got it. But it is various shady leaders in that area of a certain, not necessarily political persuasion, but have some political manipulation and have experience in leading people.
Okay, I don't want to hog too many questions. Palestinian?
Not yet.
Libyan?
Not yet, but there is a connection there.
How about Northern Ireland?
No, they can't afford the price.
kindness?
Yeah, what's kindness?
They were
the Russian mafia and the communists working together.
Yes and no.
Russian mafia?
Yes.
And
let me put it this way. The people that have it are supposed to have it, but you can't trust them. Now, I never said that. That's right. So any more questions?
No, I'm going to make a move to Oklahoma. Do you think that's a good one?
That is your own choice. I'm restricted on saying what you should and shouldn't do. But it's, you have to weigh the options concerning what is best for you, what is best for your growth. Have you learned all that you need to learn in a particular area? What do you wish to do once you get there? Where are you prepared to go? I mean, there's all these options you have to weigh. I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't. What I'm saying
is, I'm
going
to come back and forth. I'm just going to
stay
there. Because I have business skills. Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, you've already made up your mind on what you wish to do.
Well, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Not positive.
Yeah.
I'm never positive until I do it.
Mm-hmm. But there's also the thing to remember is your spiritual growth. And I think that, hold on, I'm having something whispered in my ear here. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, yeah, so that your spiritual growth would benefit from the connection in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I believe there's something to do with the buffalo in that area as well.
I have a white buffalo.
Mm-hmm. But there's something
Remember
to
that
do.
That time I brought it in with me?
Mm-hmm. But what's
the white buffalo doing in here?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there is, in that particular area, certain indigenous ancestral groups that have quite powerful properties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the correct earth terminology. But,
shaman.
Yeah, I suppose you'd call them shaman. We'd call them priestesses where I come from.
We call them shaman.
Mm-hmm. The priestly class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got to put on the next person. The ring mistress gets told what to do. This is not fair.
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings, Omar.
Greetings.
Good evening, Omar.
Greetings. Greetings. Please do an introduction for me.
Well, Omar, you already know Skip, of course.
Of course.
This is Bonnie, the young lady next to him.
Greetings,
and then
Bonnie.
Larry.
Greetings, Larry.
Greetings.
And
I'm Johnny. I'm the man who acknowledged your presence initially.
Yes. Okay, let us get down to questions and answers.
No, I'm opening the floor up to the guests. No, please, feel free.
Okay, well, let's leave it to me. I was about to say, do not all speak at once.
Well said. When Atiyah was mentioning the problems in Russia right now.
Yes.
And how they relate to us. Well, not how do they relate to us, but, you know, what's going on. Now, what I'm asking is, how do they relate to us? For example, is this something to keep an eye on in the future as a potential threat to world peace? Or is just something that is more of a local issue?
Without stepping in too many gray areas, the best bet would be to watch what is going on carefully. You might not have heard it on your popular press. In fact, I think it is very unlikely that you would have heard it on your popular press.
No, it wasn't a popular press, actually. Mark got it. Showed it to me.
Yes, but you have not heard it on your Fox Network or NBC or CNN or ACB or any of those other networks. I do not even believe that it has been in your newspapers. The only places I've seen it in are the Sunday Times, Le Figaro, which is a French newspaper, Inter Pass, which is a Russian newspaper, where it was only briefly reported, and a few other European newspapers, such as the Express, Pravda, and a few German newspapers. Now, the question should be, why has it not been mentioned in your United States newspapers?
Ooh, good question.
Or on the communication devices?
I don't know.
Why?
That's my question. Why is it not?
I feel that it is not being mentioned for the simple reason that the infrastructure of your news agencies is more concerned with the flamboyant activities of political figures. They are more concerned with what you might call brush fire wars and making people feel sorry for other people. Something as serious as this is not being mentioned because it is not perceived as entertaining. They do not wish to alarm people over something that they feel is unimportant. This is a big mistake. It is something that is very important.
Okay, now, is it the media that you're speaking of? Or is it the government, our government, suppressing this information?
If your government was suppressing it, it would not be in such news format as the Times, Figaro, or even Pravda.
Okay.
It is your media that is suppressing it.
Thank you.
Next questions, please.
Okay.
Let me pick somebody at random.
Whoops.
In the middle.
No,
on the seat of three in the middle.
Oh.
Young
oh,
lady.
Let's see. Well, I was asking T about Oklahoma. I was going to go to Oklahoma. My children are there. My grandchildren are there. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just wondering if it's a good move, good for my business.
What nation are they?
Indian nation.
Yes, but which one? I believe there are many different.
Well, there's 64 nations there. Cherokee mostly.
Yes, very spiritual race, if my memory says me correct.
Right, very much, yes.
Okay, let us continue. Yes, it is. It is a spiritual growth which you may find useful. As Tia stated, we cannot say whether you should or you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But it is necessary to realize that a spiritual growth is something that will lead to other things. I believe it is in an open area where there is a lot of flat lands.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. At one time, that was part of an inland sea.
Mm.
I should say approximately 80,000 of your years ago.
Mm.
So there are lots of interesting things and energies that have been deposited by water,
mm-hmm.
which is why your particular nation is attracted to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So it is necessary to feel the energy when you go back there.
I do feel it when I go back there. That's what I, well, besides that, I enjoy the people more.
Yes, they are, well, it is your family.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And it is a feeling of being at one with the land.
Yeah.
It is something that the particular races of that area have the Finna people is protecting their land.
Mm-hmm.
And the land is very key and important to them.
Mm-hmm.
You not being of a race that was descended or a nation that was descended from a mountainous area, you tend to feel a little bit at loss in an area that is mountainous.
Mm-hmm.
You feel cramped and restricted by having so many trees. This in itself can manifest itself in other ways, ways that are negative, the fear of being trapped within. Sometimes people will seek a retreat. Once you are back in an area where you can spiritually develop as you are supposed to, then you become more even and maintain a level keel, and therefore are not attracted to the negative sides of life, as it were. You do not look for a retreat from what is. You tend to be able to look more towards it and go, okay, I do not need to retreat. I can stand here and let it come on and experience and feel the manifestations of the power of the ground. That I see as good, but also being able to overcome these fears and retreating within yourself from the fears of the trees and the mountains and an area that you're not familiar with.
Hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next, or do I have to pick a victim?
Pick a victim. Pick him over here.
I believe you want to talk to somebody on a technical nature, correct?
Yeah.
You're speaking to me? I'm
right. Yes, correct.
Not necessarily. I do believe, however, that what I would like to have you do is expand on the differences, if you will, between your perception of, for instance, in Bonnie's case, the differences between mountainous areas and flatland areas. And what you would perceive as relates to my perception of that, or my acceptance of that.
Okay. And the mountainous area I'm referring to is obviously this area here within the limits of the Sierra Madre. Is that correct? The correct name of the mountains?
Correct. Yeah.
And the Bitterroot Mountains, from those over there to the far ones over that have the fault system that runs underneath of the Castle Valley and up. Sometimes people have a difficulty with the spiritual nature of such a different vibrational frequency. It is like on an oscilloscope. You have a low frequency that has deep troughs. Then you have a very high frequency that is very short, sharp troughs that are almost a flat line. Now, the spiritual nature of somebody that is born and raised in a flat area is that of a very high frequency that has very few troughs and valleys, very much like the area that they're born in. Somebody that has very deep troughs and very deep spiritual vibrations have, as the surrounding area, high peaks and low peaks of great depth. A spiritual difference makes it hard for a person to adjust to an area. Some people do it very well, others do not. This occurs because the spiritual development is difficult sometimes. They have lessons that they need to learn to overcome within the areas that they send themselves to, such as this area. And I believe Bonnie has had some difficulties adjusting in the past. How this relates to you, I believe you are from an area that is in a valley bowl. The south of here, I believe, or south east, southwest. And you have a I would say more of a spiritual level that is flat but rises up at the end of the note. So it is more of a gradual climb, like the area that you were raised in. So you have the ability to be able to adjust to whatever surroundings you are in. And this can be used to help other people that have either a low vibrational frequency or a high vibrational frequency. And the fact that you have both low going towards high, or the opposite way around, sorry, high going towards low, with the deep troughs and the high peaks, means that it is easier for you to match and adjust your soul notes. I believe in the past we have discussed soul notes, being able to match. Larry has the ability, because of his variation in soul notes, to do this. So it is helpful to be able to direct somebody by using your adjustments and soul notes to match theirs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Skip.
Yes. I've got a problem.
Quit. Yes, I see your problem.
Now.
I don't know if I was born in the flatlands or the mountains, but I know I was raised between the flatlands and the mountains.
Idaho, I believe, correct?
No. No, Montana.
Montana.
Part of it. The other part was Midwest, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And that's flatland right down to the ground.
Yes. But it doesn't quite go down to sea level, I believe.
No, quite. But it's pretty close.
The Montana Badlands springs to mind for some reason.
No, I was in the Rocky Mountains.
You would be from the area that is called... I cannot think of its name, but it's very high, craggy peaks. Russ.
Cascades?
No, not the Cascades.
No, it's the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, but there is a particular area that is...
Great Divide?
No, it's not quite the Great Divide. Oh, well, never mind. It will come to me. But the fact that you have spent so much time in this area would give you a clue with your deductive ability. It is not as quite as craggy and pinnacly as the young mountains that arise in that area.
Well, I've always made the comment I'd rather shovel snow than cut grass.
What does that tell you?
I like the mountains better than I do the flatlands.
Which tells you what?
I don't know, I'm comfortable.
The vibrational frequencies. Mm-hmm. You have that deep note vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to believe that you are more comfortable in this environment. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have the vibrational notes of somebody that is born and raised in a mountainous area. But there are the tendencies in there for the lower troughs as well, which makes me think that it wasn't as bigger peaks and troughs, it may have been in the foothills of that area. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, back to our wayward wandering over here.
Are we on a particular subject or am I?
No, wander, you can wander wherever you want to.
Working on shielding.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to get a little information on various details of shielding and how to work with it a little bit. Okay. For example, if I want to block something out to the maximum extremes that I can, okay, I'm going to lay in a single shield and start it rotating one direction.
Right.
Put a mirror finish on it.
start another two, both rotating opposite directions from the first one.
Correct.
Well, no, this last one, third one would be on the same direction as the first one. And the one in the middle would be opposite direction.
Yes, I understood what you meant.
Then I'd have the three layered shields on top of that. Now, each of the first two layer shields have little bumps on it, right? Like little
yes.
points. And then the last one would have like a static screen.
Yes, which is basically a hissing sound that you project from your mind.
Correct. Now, when I'm working with this, the first question I got is, to increase power on the shield, if necessary, do I increase energy output from myself, or do I draw it from around me to strengthen it?
You would have to project from outside. You would have to project to it, because you create the shields. You have to project to it. You would be able to suck in energy until you were sealed in, if you were using dome shields as opposed to spherical shields. Spherical shields protect your feet as well as your head. So therefore, if you are creating shields and you are isolated from the ground totally, how can you therefore suck energy in? If you suck energy in, what is happening?
You're basically opening up your shields.
Correct.
Okay, the first three are spherical and the last three are domed.
Correct.
Now, so if you're projecting energy out, you only have a limited supply of energy before you start wearing down.
Correct.
Therefore, your shielding has only a limited amount of
life expectancy.
Correct. Now, how do you get around that? Is there a way to do so?
No. Apart from building up your stamina and reserve.
Oh, so practice.
Yes, that is what we had said in the past.
Correct. Okay, my next question is concerning bending the dome shield to bring it into a point that you want to conform it to. Mm-hmm. Now, the dome shields normally are solid, but that sometimes is in a functional form. Mm-hmm. Can you instead go ahead then and bring it into closer to your inner shield and bend the domes around and still have them work efficiently?
You can have whatever shape you wish as a shield, as we have stated in the past. Mm-hmm. A dome shield works best because you apply pressure to one point and it is spread evenly over the area.
I see. So it's best to keep the domes as domes.
Correct.
Not to warp them at all. You can warp your spherical shield as much as you want.
Correct.
The dome shields maintain those levels.
Yes. That is the easiest form to produce.
Hmm. Okay, thank you.
Johnny?
Yes. We touched on the photon belt, photon cloud.
Yes.
I don't like to use the term belt, since you corrected me on that. Okay. I'd like to touch on that subject again. And with our planet passing through this photon cloud, is it going to react with the outer atmosphere? Especially I'm concerned with the outer atmosphere of the planet and the magnetic field. And the reaction.
There will be an increase in aurora borealis, aurora borealis. These will be the only positive manifestations, an increase in interactivity with solar activity. Will make the sun certainly spectacular, northern and southern lights. But other manifestations, no, not really.
Is that in direct reaction with the ionosphere?
No, it's just more the magnetic field of the planet.
But isn't the magnetic field and the ionosphere similar as far as aren't they directly related, or am I mistaken?
The ionosphere is part of the chemical makeup. The planet. It is the outer atmosphere that holds a little bit of oxygen, but not very much, and other chemicals, possibly ozone and so on. So the ionosphere is more part of the planet's self-cleaning mechanism. It is maintained, its shape, by the magnetic field of your planet. So the magnetic field does play a little small part in the ionosphere, but not much. It is just holding it in place. Next question. Okay, as I have to depart soon, I will take one question from each of you, please. Let us start at the far end and work our way back down.
It's you, Skip.
Oh, it's okay. You, Skip.
I'm pretty close to him, see.
At the far end.
I'm out of it tonight for some reason. I don't know what to ask you tonight, Omar. My mind's running 100 miles an hour.
I do not know what you wish to know.
No, well, that's it. I don't have any questions.
Okay.
My mind's just...
Okay, young lady.
I'm trying to think of something myself. I don't have anything to ask either.
Okay. Young man.
Thank you for the compliment.
You are young compared to myself.
How old are you?
Put it this way. I remember watching the Northern Lights in a land that no longer exists on your planet due to the fact that it is, it does exist, but not as I recall it. It is now High Peaks.
I do it.
Be careful.
Okay, let's see.
Skip, please fill the young lady in on the joke.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess I'd missed something along the way. I haven't been here in at least a year.
As you are new, I will let it slide on your case.
Hmm? Oh. Well, thank you.
Okay.
The Navajos believe that they were descended from aliens.
Did they?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. I've read a book on that. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering. It makes sense to me. That's called, the book is called My Ancestors Are Alien. Mm-hmm. What is your...
The answer is yes.
I thought so.
Okay. Young man. Larry.
Can you be specific as relates to answers if there is a specific question?
Yes, but not on a personal nature and not if it interferes with the growth and development of individuals or your planet or of a technical nature that would give a edge in development.
I'll try to be as general as I possibly can.
Okay, you may notice that some of my answers and answers of other individuals tend to be a little bit vague and generalized. We cannot tell you, for example, how to build a cold fusion engine. We cannot tell you to do something. You have to come to that decision yourself. We cannot tell you what is going to happen to you tomorrow. Proceed.
If I were to make a major move in my life, could I presume that the result of a major move in my life could be extremely positive?
Yes, there is that potential. It depends on how major. Sometimes the necessary upheaval for a major change in itself is an experience that is a learning experience. experience which will throw you on a path that at first will seem wrong and bad, and things will not go according to plan because you are not fully adjusted to such a radical change. But over a period of time, the necessary struggle in the early stages, the difficulties, and so on, would make you stronger if you stick to the path. If you say to yourself, this is too hard, I cannot do this, and back down, then you have not achieved what you wish to do. People often make the mistake of charging into something and then saying, this is too hard, and not finishing or following through. Some of the hardest advances, or most wonderful advances, needed a lot of work, a lot of trying and trying and trying until they achieve their goal. An example is the Manhattan Project. Up to the first initial test of the atomic bomb, they did not know what the atomic bomb would really do, whether the chain reaction that would be caused, whether it would stop once the fuel had been expelled, or if it would continue to keep on going and use up other fuels, creating a non-stop chain reaction. They were pretty certain that that would not happen, but they weren't sure that it would happen. Fortunately, it did not happen. Obviously, everybody is still here, and the chain reaction stopped once the fuel had been expended. Making a major change in one's life is a little bit like that. You do not know for certain what the end results will be. But, like the atomic bomb, the end result can be very beneficial if you stick the path. After all, the atomic bomb has given you electricity. It has given you ways of curing cancers. And a major change is like this. From a struggle that is hard and sometimes very difficult, as long as you follow through, it will achieve the goal that you wish. Sometimes better than you wish. Johnny.
Yeah, I want to touch on the photon cloud again, just to help clarify it for my mind. And the relationship of the planet and our solar system passing through the photon cloud, along with our planetary magnetic field, along with the, you know, ionosphere, you know, is being... I don't want to ask too many questions. How many push-ups am I going to get out of this? Okay.
Well, you were asked to ask one question. For each extra question, the price is 10 for each question.
Okay. Did I ask one or two?
No, three. You haven't asked any yet.
I haven't asked any yet. Okay. I'd like to know the relationship between our planet passing through the photon belt and the reaction with the ionosphere and the magnetic field and the whole correlation and how it interacts with us.
Worded very well to get maximum effect out of one question.
you've taught me very well, sir.
That was most certainly a scramble to ask one question, but leave it wide open to have it answered very deeply. Basically, in essence, what is going to happen is that the ionosphere and the magnetic field will continue to react in the way that it has done in the past. However, the interreaction between the photon cloud and the sun will heat the ionosphere, which will react with the magnetic field, causing huge sparks, more commonly referred to as the northern and southern lights. This will put on bursts of energy being displayed in a myriad of different colors that will be visible lower than is normally seen. There may be even instances, or a instance, of lucky individuals looking to the north and seeing the northern lights, and then turning and looking to the south and seeing northern lights. But these will be people in the mid-latitudes, nearer to the equator than the Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn. The chemical reaction with the heating of the ionosphere interacting with the magnetic field and the photon cloud will create these flashes of brief energy. My projections are that there will only be one major reaction, and those lucky individuals will be in for a treat that will not be seen again for many thousands of years. The ions in the ionosphere are basically bumping and rubbing, creating the necessary chemical reactions for the clouds to generate the charge necessary for these flashes of energy. In return, you will be treated to, as I said, a spectacular show. Russ.
Okay. Let's be a little bit long also. On the internet, I had a conversation with a lady who sent me an email. Mm-hmm. She is an avid reader of Tuwela.
Yes.
The unacknowledged scribe of Vashtar Command. And in it, she says that the evacuation of the planet from Ashtar Command due to the upcoming pole shift is a fact. And not to, you know, I am basically saying, no, that's not going to happen in our lifetimes, I'm basically, you know, the Antichrist at that point. Mm-hmm. And well, because, you know, I'm quoting you.
Yes.
Now, I told her that no, what actually is going to happen is the only evacuation will be our ascendancy to sixth dimension, which, mm-hmm. as you've said, will take place due to, you know, apparent accidents, which,
yes,
in which a person ascends to a higher dimension, but their third dimensional body is still left here. And the fact that, well, no, there's not going to be anything like a pole shift in our lifetime, but I can't really be the, you know, to be able to prove it or anything until the time actually comes. How do I deal with people like that?
Okay, now the problem stems from the fact of the scribe. The scribe has sat in on meetings. Tuwela